In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The fact of the matter is, this version of the Bills should go to the Super Bowl. And there is an odd added pressure right now in Buffalo. If the tournament starts and Lamar's not in it, Joe's not in it, and Patrick's not in it, there is a pressure unlike any other year in the past and likely unlike any year in the future. Crazy Rhino Josh Allen is the scariest version.
Nick Wright. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, you're welcome to join us, 803-0550. The Sabres are in Edmonton tonight, pregame at 8, same as last night. We've just been talking some soccer in here. Champions League today. Both of our favorite Premier League teams are having good seasons. You know where they are in the table?
I know United is tied for 6th.
6-7.
Okay, ooh. Just about 6-7, huh?
6-7. That's how good a season
exactly
it is.
Exactly 6-7, yeah.
I'm so cool.
Yeah.
That's already over.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Well, then I'm going to really pick up on it then.
Yeah, now is when we start
now
to let it out.
Now is when dudes like us let it rip.
Yeah. I'm thinking about also getting on Facebook.
I am just going to. I
feel like now is a good time to sign up for Facebook.
I can't even keep talking.
Sorry.
Yeah, oh, I'm gonna 6-7 the crap out of everything now.
Oh, baby,
I'm going to play. I'm going to play some golf at the dojo from here. What do you think you're gonna get on this hole? 6-7.
Yep. You really.
That's just one example.
Really getting it.
The many uses.
Yeah. So, Philip Rivers is making a comeback here, such as it is. We don't know if he'll actually get on the active roster. I feel like if I were Philip Rivers, I wouldn't want to do this if I didn't expect to get on the active. I wouldn't want to bother.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I'm just going to be practice squad. I'll just coach. So I bet he's headed to the active roster.
Yeah, I would bet he is too, but there's also a scenario where he starts practicing and has to throw however many passes you got to throw in a practice. And he goes like, yeah, nah. Nah.
Should have done that already.
It's been a long 5 years. Yeah, I sure. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if he's been throwing 400 balls a day at home waiting for the phone to ring, then I'm shame on me. And then he's prepared for this.
Well, at least we know he coaches high school, so he's around it, whether he's throwing lots of passes or not.
Not only is he coaching high school, but he's coaching high school using this style, this offense.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good for the Colts or just amazing for that high school.
Right.
What that is. They must have a great running back, that high school.
Right.
Like the Colts. So, Philip Rivers, when he was a rookie, he was a big deal in here. 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, Jeremy.
Yep.
Wanted Philip Rivers on the Bills.
He had his fans here, for sure.
As a rookie, he goes to San Diego. That's where they played then. And Doug Flutie was on that team. So Rivers and Flutie were teammates, which is fun. Because as Brett Coleman did today, you know Brett, he's been on our show a couple times. He's looking at the Colts roster and he's like, oh, well, how about Tyler Warren, a rookie? So as he called it, the Bacon number, as in Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
You go from Tyler Warren. I love this stuff. I love this for hockey. You had Jágr, who made this. So
right.
Using Yager for this in hockey was like using Kevin Bacon, using JFK rather for Kevin Bacon, because that's like, that was sort of cheating because everybody's in that movie. But, you know, the hardcore Kevin Bacon game players would not have used, you're not allowed to use JFK, the way I understand it. Respect. Tyler Warren now is teammates with Philip Rivers, who was teammates with Doug Flutie, who was teammates with Walter Payton.
That's pretty good.
When Flutie played in Chicago, that was the end of Payton's career. Pretty good, right?
Yes.
You already said it. You
yes, it's really good. I did see, I didn't memorize it, and I didn't tag it for future reference. I wish I had right now because it's come up. Maybe it was even Coleman who had this, but there was someone I saw today that I follow had a list of guys who were active in the league when Rivers showed up, and like Jerry Rice is on that list.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like this name's just like, whoa.
2004.
right. It's you know, it's a long time ago.
With hockey, and it's the same 2000, I guess it's 506 is the season after the canceled season, where a lot of those 90s guys were still playing. Brett Hull, Shanahan for the Rangers, who are some others? Maybe Iserman? Like a lot of those guys that were in their mid to late 30s played
right
in that first, the Carolina year.
They might have felt like the last year their careers got clipped and they wanted to not go out that way. Perhaps.
Yeah. So you have a lot of that then. I mean, Crosby, well, Mario? I mean, you get the point. Crosby, Ovechkin, Malkin, the young new young guns were playing against
some of the legends, right? Yeah.
Maybe Sakic? I got to look up 506.
Yeah. I know Shanahan's definitely right. I'm not positive about any of their names that you mentioned there.
Shanahan's on the 07 Rangers that the Sabres beat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so is Yager.
Yeah.
And that great goal, is it Stafford? Everybody thinks of the Drury goal from that series, understandably. But in game two, there's a Vanek-Stafford play, like behind the back, no look pass or something.
Yeah.
And I feel like Yager and Shanahan might have been on the ice for that.
Yeah.
Not positive.
Some people will tell you Yager quit on that series.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't quit hockey.
No, he's still playing. He is still playing, right. But, yeah, the Sabres really did it. He was very frustrated. I know that. I don't know. You know, I can't tell you definitively that he quit. Paul would tell you, I think, that he definitively quit.
Remember a let's not ask. Right? Remember a quote from Yager about how much fun he would have had playing for the Buffalo with that team?
Yes.
That's a long time ago. 6-7. That's the 6-7. There you go, Bulldog. There's another one for you. That's the 06-07 season.
Yep. Put it in the holster. Ready to fire at will.
JR is next. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, I'm calling because I really wanted to talk about the Seahawks and the Colts, them bringing in Philip Rivers.
Okay.
I mean, you don't actually think that he's going to be able to perform at a high level, right?
Well, this is where I say I'm gullible.
Yeah.
So I'm not ruling it out. Should I?
I don't want to rule it out either, JR, but I mostly think it should look like a debacle.
Okay, and so because I'm a Seahawks fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this like this should be an easy game. It wasn't when I first looked at the schedule, right? And I was like, okay, I was a little bit worried about the Colts, you know, when they was like, I think they was what, 8-2 at that time?
Yes.
And they was balling.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They was balling at that time. So I was like, okay, maybe this might be a game that might be actually a challenge. And now that their quarterback got hurt, it's like they bring in Philip Rivers from retirement and they think that they're going to be able to compete with one of the top defenses in the NFL league.
Well, I don't know if they actually think that.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
And I don't it might be a lot to expect him to play this week. That's this game this week. Maybe he will. I mean, if he's there and is on the practice squad and gets through some practices, then maybe they won't have a better alternative. You know, the kid that was in there to replace Jones is nursing an injury. Richardson isn't available. They've got Brett Rippon on the practice squad. They might land on Rivers with, you know, 3 days of practice being their guy, which would be incredible. But I feel like it's more like, let's get through this week and then see if we can't get you up and running. But I could be wrong. He could just go right in and play. I don't know.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now he's on the practice squad, so we'll see. But I think he'll play at some point for them.
Joe Ostrowski this morning, they were talking about this on Bet Sweats and how the look-ahead line, so whatever it might be, Wednesday or Thursday, the week before those games, so like tomorrow or Thursday, you get the week 16 spreads, that's Buffalo-Cleveland. Whenever those come out, the look-ahead line was 3.5. With Daniel Jones, you know, healthy enough to play. He had the leg injury, but he was playing through it. For the 8-4 Colts, last week, the look-ahead line for this game was 3.5. Now it's 14. And Joe was just saying how you never see that. If, let's not use Allen, if Mahomes sprained an ankle tomorrow and had to miss their game on Sunday, Kansas City's favored by 4, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Joe would say that that line might move 7 points the other way. We had this with who? Earlier in the season, we had this with somebody. Oh, Jackson. When they were getting ready to play Houston, and he was practicing, but then actually he was practicing with the scout team, we found out, on Saturday, and the line, I picked the Ravens in the picks. If that's the right game.
And the line went bonkers.
And the line went all the way toward Houston, like, a lot. But maybe not 10.
Right.
Like this.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever... I mean, it's not something I have followed, you know, aggressively my whole life or anything, but that seems like an absurdly huge jump.
Yeah. And the Ravens did get blown out by the Texans that day without Jackson. So that was a miss for me.
I guess. Right.
That was a miss. I would not have picked him on Sunday morning, but I had him on Friday at 6 o'clock. Timeout. We'll talk some more after a break. Paul Hamilton joins us on the Sabres at 6. Game time, 9 o'clock, just thereafter, tonight in Edmonton. I'm guaranteeing a win tonight.
Okay. Love to hear it.
A Sabres win, let me clarify.
Tage Thompson is plus 8,000 to get a hat trick.
I'm not doing that, but I am in the process of giving some of these Colts winnings away. By doing things like betting the Sabres on the money line, which I did just do.
Tage Thompson plus 8,000, Sabres on the money line, Dahlin two assists.
You already have it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm down. That is, well, I bet a weird amount because I had a little buyout.
But you bet 67.
I bet I bet $12.18, and that pays $1,400. Hey, you know, he's got to get a hat trick sooner or later.
Does he? He pays how much?
$1,400.
$1,400?
Yeah.
For $12?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't make this bet?
That's what I'm saying. That's why, you know, this business plan, people have been showing up at all hours. Like, where's the Tage Thompson hat trick business plan? Like, we've been closed. he's plus 4,500 most nights, and I can't. That is not a sustainable model for the Tage Thompson hat trick business plan. Tonight he's plus 8,000. Like, I got it. Someone on Twitter alerted me. I'm like, giddy up, let's go. Now it's not perfect because I'm not doing it every night. And so, like, every night doing it the last couple of years, I make back all the money I've spent and then some, like, twofold. But not doing it, like, doing it randomly, just, you know, my chances of hitting it are going to be slimmer. But I don't like it when the odds are so lousy.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, I haven't gotten burned. Like, he hasn't hit a hat trick on one of these nights where he's, like, almost half of what he is tonight.
It did happen once last year.
Yes, I did miss one last year. It was not my intent to miss. I went to a concert and just didn't have time to get the bet in, and that was how it goes. But then he hit another one later in the year. It's been a rousing success.
Think of all the money you're up by not having bet all these other games where he didn't get a hat trick.
That's right. Doing great.
That's where I get into bad math when it comes to money, because to me those are winnings, but there's no actual money.
Right.
It's a little bit of a stretch to consider that winnings.
Yeah.
There's no money, so what did you really win? You just didn't lose. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.